what does your company do, and what pain do you solve for your customers, in your own words?
The leading and largest trade association in the United States, representing the recreational marine industry. So we work on behalf of boat manufacturers, engine, marine accessory and component manufacturers, and dozens and if not hundreds, actually we have 1,300 members in the marine industry sector, some in manufacturing, some outside of manufacturing. And our focus is ultimately to promote and protect the recreational boating industry. And we do this through the production of boat shows. We are the nation's leading producer of consumer boat shows. We have a trade show for business-to-business, business-to-business coordination within the industry. We are an extremely strong advocacy entity, meaning we focus heavily on government relations efforts, and we work very, very hard on business intelligence and ultimately delivering better, safer products to boaters.
I love that explanation. Definitely paints a picture. So prior to finding the right IT solution for your company, were there any challenges that kept you awake at night?
Well, for a long time, we had focused on having... an internal IT format, very, very traditional. We had two or three, actually at our peak, four IT staff, some that worked on the technology side, some that worked on the system side. And that worked for us quite well for a number of years. As we started to see the need for more rapid response to employee technology issues, and as we started to see our business grow and the scope of what we do become much more dynamic, you know, we had to really allocate a lot of time towards the information system side of the business. So as you can imagine, with all these things we do, from product certification to boat shows, our need for very robust systems is quite high. So, you know, we had to make sure we were allocating our resources appropriately. And I think the main decision that led us to where we are today was the capabilities of a larger team dedicated to traditional help desk type items. And, you know, with at the time a staff of, you know, over 100 a few years ago, you know, two individuals focused on the IT side of things just wasn't enough to meet our needs with that size of staff and that level of complexity in our business model.
What were the biggest costs associated with trying to solve your challenges?
Well, obviously, I think in IT, it's a combination of, you know, having the right individuals with the right skill sets, and then obviously the cost of the technology infrastructure itself. I think it was probably a pretty big blend of the two. But, you know, in our business model, we have had to historically spend quite a bit of money on information systems. You know, we have our CSM and CRM, and then we have quite a few custom modules. So I'd say, you know, even up until recently, and still things we are still working through right now, and you know, with our partners starting to solve, is, you know, we have what I would say very fragmented technology, meaning we are living in a number of systems to meet a number of our functional area needs. And quite frankly, all of those systems don't exactly play nice with each other. And, you know, we found that we're not at a level of operating efficiency with these fragmented systems.
Yep. I was briefly in the tech startup world, so I'm more than familiar with software that doesn't talk well to each other. That was quite the struggle. Before you solved these challenges, what did a typical workday look like for you and the staff?
Well, I think some things that we are still finding our way through right now is, you know, having these fragmented systems, we find that some of our staff have to actually work into different systems. And more often than not, there's repetitive entry of data, for example. You know, that is one of the operating efficiency is one big pain point that we have seen here. And we have found workarounds to it in the meantime, but nothing that I would say is yet an elegant solution to ultimately our business needs. And now it's going to be more important than ever as we look for a go forward strategy of essentially a similar, if not identical, business model with 75% of the staff we had 90 days ago.
Yeah, so it's a work in progress. How did you come to realize that a strategic IT solution is what you needed? What major concerns were you looking to address?
Well, I think the fact that we have, we found the ability to have a number of needs met that a small internal team could not necessarily do. So what was great about working with ExcelNet is, you know, they maintain a very well-rounded and very broad team of experts on hand and available to us pretty much 24 hours a day. And that's just nothing that a smaller business of, you know, at the time, again, 100, now down to about 73 people, we just didn't have the ability or the means to afford the broad enough scope of talent internally. And then quite honestly, a solution like this gives you access to much more than you could ever achieve internally. And quite honestly, in inappropriate proportions, our needs to truly be met could have required several individuals working in IT or in the systems world. And, you know, not only is it cost prohibitive, but we don't have enough demand for each one of those skills on a daily basis. So it was the more periodic access to skills that really this type of solution brought to us.
Do you know how you initially learned about ExcelNet?
You know, my initiation into our partnership with ExcelNet really came with, our technology officer liaison, Nick Mislanka. And quite honest, interesting story. So I took on this role and had my first meeting with Nick, where he came into our office to kind of give me his perspective on how they serve our business and how we work with them. And it was 2 days, maybe even the day before. I think it was the day before we shut down our offices and moved to a remote workforce overnight due to the COVID pandemic. So, you know, it's really funny. It was a nice meet and greet with Nick. And the next morning we were solving how to turn a almost 100 person staff into a completely remote operated business. We figured that out and found a way to make it happen in a matter of hours. In fact, I think that is, you know, the biggest success story. Well, actually, I have quite a few, but I'd say one of the greatest challenges and one of the things that caught my eye right off the bat in working with Nick and the ExcelNet team was their ability to support us in really a transformational period that came to us virtually without warning. We had no expectation that morning that we were going to be closing our offices at noon. And that was on a Thursday. And by Friday, we were figuring out how to make nearly 100 people work remotely. And we had only the capabilities for a handful, really, to work remotely. We did not have VPN installed for everyone. We did not have licenses for everyone. We did not have Windows updates that allowed for technology that we're highly dependent on, such as Microsoft Teams. We just didn't have those capabilities across our entire staff. And we were very fortunate. And you know, with their quick response and quite honestly, with their insights, to be able to mobilize our workforce in that manner.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really one of the key things that, ExcelNet has helped us with is, you know, Nick, our technology officer there, he really wears the hat of a chief technology officer for our organization. So not only do we have access to the help desk type team members that are there to help solve real-time, real application problems, but we have access to an individual that can wear a much larger hat and look at our entire structure, very holistically and provide advice on how we can look to solutions and integrate our systems. And, you know, quite honestly, they have got to know our business so well that they can tie together the technology to some of our operations needs.
Yeah, that is impressive. That is amazing. I love what you shared there. How specifically was Excel used to solve the problems you mentioned earlier?
I think I spent most of that first day on the phone with Nick nonstop with their ability to analyze basically what capabilities each one of our 100 staff had on their machines and in terms of their access. And you know, they were able to provide very fast recommendations to ensure the team had the ability to work remotely. And, you know, that's something that probably would have taken us with a very small internal team right now, who are also, you know, while they have IT experience, are really systems experts or software experts. So they brought the solution and they brought the ability to implement that very, very rapidly for nearly 100 individuals.
That's awesome. And is there anything else you'd like to mention in terms of the number one result you got from implementing a strategic IT solution?
I don't think there's just one single thing above another I can pick. It's really the entire package that they bring to the table. The ability to have, you know, numerous people rather than just a handful of individuals helping to solve problems on a real-time basis, their responsiveness. So, you know, let's say, for example, we have 20 individuals, all that need something at one time. And in an internal system, you're going to have an IT staff person that is addressing the employee needs on a one-by-one basis, which means 20 different, you know, appointments or 20 different tasks dedicated to that one internal person. Whereas ExcelNet, you are able to email the help desk and they can create a ticket and assign one of, I don't even know how many people they have that have the capability to help solve problems there, but it's quite a few. So, you know, I think response time is absolutely of extraordinary benefit to us. It is the expertise of someone like Nick that wears this chief technology officer hat for us, or this chief information officer hat for us, that can help really shed some light, especially for someone like me who has a strong operational background, but not necessarily a strong IT background. He can bring a voice of reason. He can bring a voice of impartiality and ultimately find us the best solution and, you know, integrate that in a way that is most meaningful to our business. So we're not necessarily bound to internal biases per se for a particular solution. They can come to us with a very, very, you know, honest third party hat and say, here's the problem. Here are either the solution or a series of solutions that would work for your business. So it gets us out of our own heads and gives us the ability for someone effectively on the outside of our business to help us solve internal business issues.
That's some high praise for sure. And I like that a lot. So we know that this is a moving target based on what you said. Is there any change to your typical workday having implemented these solutions, or is it mostly just coping and responding to current pandemic?
That's a great question. Well, you know, it's hard to say because right now there is no such thing as business as usual for us. And quite honestly, no businesses that we work with. I don't know anybody who is saying that life is going on and business is going on the way it did 60, 75 days ago. So, you know, for us, we, you know, I'll be quite honest, we had to, you know, do a very large reduction in force about 45 days ago at this point. You know, ExcelNet was key to making that happen. Unfortunately, it is a very tough time, required tough decisions. And, you know, when you do something that is, you know, virtually unprecedented, we could not get together with people physically. So we had to do a, you know, one of the unfortunately largest layoffs we've ever had to do in terms of number of staff. And we had to do it all at once. And we had to do it 100% remotely. And ExcelNet was able to put together a plan that helped us really ensure data integrity and cybersecurity and data security, all while implementing this extraordinarily painful event of having to do these very unfortunate layoffs.
Still, it sounds like Excel made a big difference for you. So it's great to hear that. And you're adapting, which is really key right now. So what is your next big goal and what are you looking to achieve in the company?
Well, I think our path forward as our business continues to evolve and, you know, we start to look at new business models for the future. Again, one very big important part of our business are events, things that require tens of thousands of people to gather in one location at one time. And, you know, while we are very confident that those are going to continue into the future, we're really starting to look at ways to augment in-person events by, you know, a virtual element to that. And, you know, we are going to, I think, we're on the cusp of really starting to enhance our need for technology, not only on the operating efficiency side, but on the ability to serve our customers side and their customer side of things. So, you know, as we start to go down this path, the integration of systems that are fast, precise, and user-friendly are going to be absolutely paramount to our success. And, you know, but as I mentioned before, having someone like ExcelNet and Nick at our side is really going to bring the ability of someone that can connect all of the dots, per se, for us to make sure that our solution really meets our business need.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Rob. Do you have any final words?
No, I think I probably got in all the sound bites I wanted to when I thought about this. So,
wonderful. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. You take care.